Proclamation number 5403 of 31st of May, 1952. Word conveying to the souls on earth and in the hereafter. Convey my word to all who want to listen to it, and you fulfill my will, you fulfill your mission, you are active for me and my kingdom. Then you make it possible through your will that I myself approach people and also the souls in the beyond, that I myself can speak to them, which cannot happen without your cooperation because they are still too distant from me and therefore would not tolerate my direct address or would not recognize it as such either. My working of the Spirit is alien to these souls, for they hardly believe in me myself and even less in the fact that I could make myself known to a person through the voice of the Spirit. And therefore it is good if you speak to them and make use of my word, which indeed also came to you through me but which can also be regarded by people as your own thought product who don't want to believe. And yet, the strength of my word is so strong that once it has touched the heart it will not remain without effect. It gives the soul a light which it lacked until now and which it feels extremely beneficial. For I myself speak to the soul if it accepts my word, even though it flows out of your mouth. I myself come to the soul and bring it something delicious. I bring it nourishment which it had to do without until now and which it nevertheless needs in order to be able to live. And what you, as mere intellectuals, do not succeed in achieving through your speech, my words will achieve. Right thinking turned towards truth, which now leads the soul to realization. My word can bring about a great transformation where only the slightest will exist to be truthfully instructed, and therefore your task is to convey my word wherever you know people who are still without realization, where I myself have no access and yet the soul longs for truth. Anyone who seeks clarification will also find it in my word, for I will instruct him myself even though it is you who speak. Always make use of my word if you want to achieve greater success. You can certainly also represent the knowledge of truth with your own words, yet it will be far more difficult to win souls than if you let me speak myself by reciting the word directly conveyed to you by me to your fellow human beings, which then already carries the strength within itself and therefore does not remain without influence. You have an inconceivable treasure with which you can work. You have enlightenment in all matters. I myself am always ready to fill the gaps in your knowledge, and therefore you will always be able to hand out where hunger and thirst lead the souls to you. My word is a true refreshment for them. My word gives strength and light. My word testifies to me myself and revives the faith in me which was lost, but it also strengthens it where it is still weak. My word must also carry this strength within itself, because everything that comes forth from me is strength within itself and the effect can be felt by every willing soul which gives up its resistance against me, which longs for light, which I deny to no soul. Therefore carry my word out into the world. Let me speak through you where a desiring soul tunes in to hear the truth. Then you will fulfill your mission on earth, then you will be faithful servants in my vineyard and you will serve me according to my will. Amen.